Blog Talk Radio.
We free at last. Hey guys, welcome to the Elephant Room with Vic. Do me a favor, you're watching me on Facebook, share this video. Also, you can call in and listen to it on your cell phone, or if you want to speak to me tonight, you can call in too as well. The call in number is 516-595-8255. Again, it's 516-595-8255. Tonight, we're talking about Know Your Role. Is there roles in relationships and marriages? You just heard the Dr. Martin Luther King speech, I Have a Dream speech, so we want to honor him today as we celebrate his birthday, and we also celebrate the things that he has done throughout his impact history to make such an impact on history, in particular to the African-American community. We want to say salute, and we love what he's done, and Dr. Martin Luther King. And so that what you just heard, that little snippet, is a snippet of his I Have a Dream speech. And today, again, we show homage and we honor him for his work and his efforts. But tonight we're talking about Know Your Role. What's the role of a man and the woman in their household? Living together often means splitting costs for day-to-day things such as rent, utilities, groceries, and other costs. Is that true, or should the man pay all the bills? Or should the woman pay all the bills? I did ask the question, should the man pay all the bills? But maybe there's a woman out there that says, hey, I'm doing my thing. You know, statistically now, brothers, I got some brothers on here, and I'm so glad I got some brothers on here. Maybe the brothers on here because they're like, I ain't paying everything. But I think statistically now, black women are really increasing their education and their finances over the black man. Say it again. Black women are opening up more businesses. They're creating more revenue streams than the black man. So a lot of black women are actually stepping it up and doing some awesome, great things. And their income is superseding black men. And so the question tonight, is there roles when it comes to paying bills in a cohabitation type scenario? Either you're married or either you are living together in a relationship. Is the man designated or designed to take care of all the bills? I want to hear from you. Again, if you want to talk and get on the radio program, or if you want to share your thoughts and comments on my Facebook page, you can do that too as well. Let's get some dialogue created. How were you raised? Were you raised that the man takes care of everything? Or were you raised that, hey, you split the expenses? I want to hear from you. What's working for your relationship? What's working for you? Are you a woman that takes care of the bills? And women are like, heck no. Are you a man that takes care of the bills? Well, let me ask this question. When we put, I call them gender roles, when we put roles on people based off their gender, is that kind of, in a way, offensive or sexist, right? For example, if I say to my woman, hey, go in there and cook and clean, because that's what you should be doing, is that offensive if your man say, go in the kitchen and clean because you're a woman, that's what you should be doing? Is it offensive? Or, okay, maybe he don't say you should be doing it. Maybe just say, hey, your job, your role is to cook and clean in the house. Would you take that as an offensive? Women, if your man say, I'm going somewhere with this. If your man say you should be cooking and cleaning, would you be offended? Where are you? Let me hear from you on Facebook. Let me hear from you in the radio broadcast. Those are on radio broadcast. Again, if you want to come on the radio broadcast and actually talk to me, you can, or you can still dial in and listen to the program. The call-in number is 516-595-8255. Again, 516-595-8255. We have a comment here that says, I watched my father take care of all the bills. He worked so hard, 16-hour day, 7 days a week. I wouldn't want my husband working that hard. If I can help make his life easier, I am. All right, Tia, I love what you said there, because there are some men that it's really like old school, right? And that's not necessarily saying this old school. There's still some new school with some old school value. Some men that will work many hours to take care of their spouse, take care of their woman. And when you think about that, like 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, you're really taking away from that quality time. However, you have women that really they are in support of men taking care of all the bills. And so if you're a woman and your man have to work 7 days a week, 16 hours to support the household, are you okay with that? Are you okay when he gets home, he's tired and he's probably gonna go to sleep because he got to wake up and do it all over again? So do you look at the stance of quality time, or do you look more so that him paying all the bills is more important than that quality time? Because let's be honest, if you're doing 16 hours a day and you're doing 7 days a week, it's going to be less quality time. Let's just be honest. So what do you say? Do you feel that if a man says, hey, I need you to go in the kitchen and cook and clean the house, and he's saying it as if that's the role of a woman, would you be offended by that? Would you be offended if your husband or your significant other tells you to go cook and clean because that's the role of a woman? Love to hear from you. I got some comments coming in. And also, again, if you want to dial in, please do dial in. And then also, if you want to share your thoughts and comments, please let me know. Send me an inbox and let me know what's the last four digits of your phone number. And we'll bring you on to the radio broadcast tonight. We are on Blog Talk Radio. And the call-in number, again, is 516-595-8255. That's 516-595-8255. 855. We have another one. Wouldn't be offended. I'm just flat out not doing all the cleaning. Laugh out loud. I'm not the only one making the mess. Laugh out loud, which is so true. And the reason why I ask those questions is because I think, in a sense, there is some double standards when it comes to people saying or calling someone sexist based off of you're saying because you're a woman, you should be doing X, Y, and Z. However, when it comes to a man, no one screams sexist. For example, if your man tells you to take you can take the garbage out, and you say to your man, you're a man, you should be the one taking the garbage out, wouldn't that be deemed sexist? If your man say, hey, you pump the gas, and you're like, you're a man, you should pump the gas, is that deemed sexist? Do you think it's double standards when it comes to sexism? Because for a woman and a man, if a man asks a woman to take the garbage out, it's like, no, that's a man's job. But I thought we wasn't doing the gender roles, right? So if the man can cook and clean in the house, which a lot of men do, is it unfair for him to suggest that his woman take the garbage out? Is it unfair? Is it wrong for him to suggest that she pumps the gas? Is it unfair to suggest that the woman, whatever, somebody break in. Hey, baby, go check it out. Somebody broke in. I'm a woman. Hey, wait a minute. I thought we weren't doing this woman male sexist thing. Just a question. Thinking about it. Latanya says, of course, I would be offended because I do not make the mess by myself. It is both our role to clean. All right. So is it both your role to clean? Latanya, I ask you, is it both your role to pay bills, or is it the man paying the bills? Or, like I said, again, from the beginning of the program, some women are making more than men. A lot of women are making more than men. And as a man, do you feel kind of intimidated that your woman is making more? If you are a woman making more than your man, then would that suggest that then you should be the, the bread, something? Should you be the one taking care of most of the bills? If your wife make more than you, should you then be the one to take care of most of the bills or all the bills? Or is it all the bills dedicated to the woman or to the man? I'm sorry. Is it that all the bills are dedicated to the man, or is it that we split the bills? Let me hear from you tonight. Do you split the bills? Do the man take care of all the bills, or do the woman take care of the bills? And somebody said, well, why? What? I'm going to take care of the bills. Hey, remember, we're not doing a sexist thing. Women are now more educated, are now making more money than black men. And I'm also talking about in the black community, because that's what's happening. Absolutely, it is both our roles to pay the bills. We should determine who will pay what bills up front. Now, how do you determine? Do you just, do you do it in half, or do you say based off, proportionally based off of your income? So if you're making 30% more than me, then you're paying 30% more of the bills. Or do you just say in half? Split the bills. We were a team. We work together as one. Okay. So there's no old school folks in here that will say, wait a minute, the man paying all the bills. Where do people have to say the man should pay all the bills? Because I think the new school now says, now I'm kind of curious though, because I've heard some new school people say that the man pays it. If you can't pay all my bills, you don't need to be in my life. Where are you at? Where do women have to say that the man has to pay all the bills? Yeah, I said, forget the $40 thing. You paying all the bills. Do you believe the man should pay it all? What about we go on your first date, your second date, your third date? Do y'all split the bill then? So some of y'all said split the bill. Brandy, do you split the bill when you go on a date, or you just split the bill when you get into a relationship? Do you split the bill when you go on a date, or do you split the bills when you're in a relationship or in marriage or cohabitating? Those type of men rarely exist anymore. I don't know, Tia. I don't know, Tia. I don't know. I think there is some men out there that believe in taking care of all the bills. Trust and believe. There are some men that believe in taking care of all the bills. I believe there are. I reserve my personal comments on this subject. But, many women, I'll be honest, Many women sometimes you got two types, right? You got two that will say, like, you know, someone here, let's be a team. And then you have some that still have some of those old school values where they say, hey, the man should take care of all the bills. I will say this, as a man, I think that you have to be in a position to take care of all the bills if your wife does not work or if your wife loses her job. Then you, I think you as the leader and the man of the household should be able to be financially there to take care of the bills if your wife's income wasn't there. I believe that personally, that if my wife's income wasn't there, I said my wife like I'm married, but, you know, you speak those things, right? Speak it out there. That my wife's income wasn't there, I still should be able to support the household as a man. But I see what you're saying, Tia. I would agree, Tia. Be honest. Let's just be real. Most men these days are not going to foot the whole bill, unless you're like, you know, a multimillionaire. I mean, unless you really make a substantial amount of money, most men will not take care of all the bills. And the ones that do take care of the bills are tended to be like, you know, older school, right? New school come in like, we ain't paying all the bills. You work too. You better put some money on these bills. So those type of men really exist. Another comment by Brandy says, it just depends on who set the date. I have taken men on dates and been taken out on dates. Yeah. T, I agree with you. Those men are few far in between. There are always mitigating circumstances. Yes, it is. Another one says, and it should be the same for the husband. If the husband loses his job, all right. If the husband loses his job, can the woman take care of the whole household? I think that's another thing that you have to look at as well. Again, we're on the radio tonight. We are on Blog Talk Radio. You actually can click on the link to listen, or you can call in to listen. And the call-in number is 516-595-8255. I would love for someone to call in and bring you on the air, and we'll have this conversation. Where are my men at? I saw some men on here. Men, you are quiet. Men, you are quiet. Where are you? Men don't want to talk about that. Should the man pay it all? Where are you at, man? Come on, I need to share this video, and maybe we'll get a man on here that can give a male's perspective, because I'm the only male talking right now, but I want a male's perspective. Should we pay it all? Or, Tia said they don't want no smoke. Yes, bring the man. Now, if you're on here, bring your man on here. So you can bring your man on here, bring your husband on here, bring your spouse on here. Let me start setting your household. I'm just joking. I'm not gonna start nothing in your household. We want y'all to stay lovey dovey. But bring your man on. Tag your man. Tag him. Tag some men. You know what? Maybe I'll do that. Let me tag some men. I'm gonna tag some men in my post. Can I tag on this? Let's see if we can get their thoughts. Let's see. I'm gonna tag some men. All right. I'm gonna mess with these men today. I'm gonna tag some of them and see if I can get them on and see if they can share what they do. Women, what should they do? If your husband say, I want to take care of all the bills, would you stop him? Would you say, no, baby, we're a team? Would you say, no, baby, we're a team? What would you do? Would you stop him? Or would you say, Pay on, baby. I want to hear from my men. Where are my men at? I saw some men on here. Y'all done jumped off. No, don't jump off now. I'm about to tag you. Anyway, where you at? Who was on? I'm going to find some of these men that were on here that jumped off. Come back. I'm going to get them back. But I want to hear from them. I'm going to tag some. And, I'm a tax son. All right. So in a recent article, it talks about husband and wives relationships when you live together. And it talks about personal finances. Let me ask you this. Do you think that people should have, you know, especially in marriage, have separate bank accounts? Should they have separate bank accounts, or should they put all their money together and split the bills equally? Or, again, the other route, should they pay? I need you men to talk to me. What do you say, men? Should you pay? So Sean says, no, I got a man here. All right. We got another man coming on. Sean says, no. He says, do it together. Lynetta says, I'm not married yet, but I think it's better to do it as a team. All right. Many of you all say as a team. Why is most people saying a team and not on one person, right? Do you think that when your mama and your granddaddy and all of them were had the husband doing everything and they didn't pay the bills, they were stay-at-home wives? Let's ask that question. Maybe because you all work, right? If you were a stay-at-home wife, or I'm saying, if your husband had the finances and you could be a stay-at-home wife, meaning you just take care of the house, take care of the kids, would you do that? Would you leave your job and just take care of home? Would you leave your job, women, and take care of home? What do you say? Your husband come home and say, baby, listen, I'm making enough money for us to live comfortably. You don't have to work. Stay home. I'll take care of the bills. What would you do? If he's not paying the bills, is he really the man of the house? Uh-oh. That's God, Pastor. Okay. She says, if he's not paying the bills, is he really the man of the house? Uh-oh. Okay. Different perspective. Yes, I would, but I'll still keep a stash. That's truly old school right there. And that's smart, Gladys. And that's really smart because keep your stash. I don't agree. So if your husband came home and says, hey, you don't have to work, be a stay-at-home, would you be a stay-at-home? Where are you at, women? I got one person saying, yes, I will stay home. I'll keep me a stash, but I'm staying home. Would you leave? Would you leave your $60,000 a year job to be a stay-at-home wife? Where are you, Facebook? Again, we're on Blog Talk Radio. You can call in to talk to me. The call-in number is 516-595-8255. Again, 516-595-8255. So one person today will stay home. Oh, come on. Come on, newly ordained. Congratulations to you, sir. Congratulations. I saw it there on social media that you got a ding yesterday. Congratulations to my brother Kenny there. He said he's not touching this, though. Married brother, come on. Should I tag your wife? I'm not going to start no problems. He said not touching. Okay. Nicole says, no, she would not stay at home. I would stay home for a little bit, but I can't just stay home. I would be too bored. No, I think when you stay at home, wife, you do other things too as well, right? You'll trust and believe, you'll find some stuff to do. And I think when you stay at home, wife, you maybe can do something where it's like a passion that you have. Because a lot of times our passion don't pay. Let's be honest. We can be passionate about something, but it doesn't pay, right? And so because it doesn't pay, you got to go out and make a living. Another one said, I would, but I make sure I have money saved up just in case of a rainy day. All right. This is funny. Sylvia, my mama said, you can't trust these men. I've always took care of my household until I got married. Right. So mama, we're talking about, though, once you get married and your husband say, baby, you don't have to work no more. I'm going to take care of the bills. Would you stay at home? Now, mama, you just turned 70, so, you know, you shouldn't stay at home anyway. She just turned 70, and she's still going forward. Tia said, period, mama, period. What mama say, period, no question marks. The other day, my mama said, period, no question marks. Let me see. My mama said, nope, I still wouldn't stay at home. All right. Brandy says, no, I would never leave my job because that man can leave at any time. Man, y'all don't trust y'all men? y'all gonna make me choke. Y'all don't trust your man for real. You said no because he could leave at any time. He probably leave. Some of these men probably leave because y'all probably get on their nerves. That's why they leaving. Y'all be no. I want a good man. You get a good man, then you get on his nerves. I'm just joking. I'm kind of just joking. But no, because he may leave. Somebody say I will work part time. So I see most women want to still have their income, their substance, and all this. I get it. Again, we're on Blog Talk Radio. We're talking about should there be like gender roles? Know your role. And so let's talk about that. When we talk about the man saying you should be cooking and cleaning, women will get offended. But if you tell a man he should take the trash out, you put a gender role on him, right? Because he's a man, he is designated to take the trash. Why does he take the trash out? Why can't you take it out? And maybe they'll say, well, the trash is kind of heavy. No, trash ain't heavy because you ain't cooking that much anyway. You ain't cooking nothing. You're going to even get in White Castle because today's women don't cook that much. Let's be honest. Yeah, just don't cook that much, right? I'm just joking. Being mischievous here. But, well, the trash is heavy. No, trash ain't heavy. You can carry trash out. You single right now carrying the trash out. So then when you get married or get into a relationship, why he got his trash out? You see how it's double standard? How we could put gender roles on men, but if you put a gender role on a woman, it now becomes sexist. If you say you got to cook and clean, now I'm sexist. But if you say, hey, you're a man, you should take the trash out. And I agree. I'm not disagreeing. Yes, we should take the trash out. I guess I'm putting the gender role that men should take the trash out, or men should pump the gas, right? He can walk, and them bills still there. I will help them walk, okay? Tia says, no, I do not. I don't. My sons take the trash out. Okay. See, Tia, you put a gender role already on your son. So he's going to grow up and be like, I'm the man. I'm supposed to take the trash out. But if I say, you're the woman, you're supposed to cook. Wait a minute. Nuh-uh. Don't put that role on me. So is it kind of, can you agree, there's a little double standards there when it comes to things like that? Because I think that my thing is, if you're living together, married, and whoever gets home first, get dinner started. That's just what I think, right? I want to say, well, she's a woman, she's going to cook. If I make it home first, then I can start cooking, right? I remember when I was married, and this is funny, it's the truth, they can kill me later, but I can probably count on one hand how many times I had breakfast cooked for me. Because you know what? I beat them up. So I'm not going to sit there in the bed and be like, I can't wait till they get up to make me breakfast. No. I know how to cook. So I'm going to make some breakfast for everybody, right? So I think if you look at gender roles, we have to look at it that what works maybe for one household doesn't work necessarily for another household. Now, I want to see some comments. I believe some comments were left. Let me check real quick here. Maybe left on my on the broadcast here. Let me check. Was there a comment left on the broadcast? Again, if you want to chime in, do me a favor. Send me the last four digits of your phone number in my inbox, and I'll bring you on. Or if you have my contact, text me the last four digits and say you want to come on, and I'll bring you on. Let me see. So I got one here that says, I would leave my job and stay home if my husband wanted me to. And see, and that's coming from someone that's older, right? They've been around, they know what works, right? And she's married right now. So she says, yes, I'll stay home if my husband wanted me to stay home and take care of the household. Because let's be honest, you have to be able to look at the scenario of like, hey, this is the person that you married, and you had some level of trust, right? You have had some level of trust, and so is the broadcast stopped or not? We're still going. Are we still going? It looks like it stopped. You all let me know if we're still going. Say yes, the broadcast is still going, because something weird is happening. My Facebook Live here. Are we on? All right. I think we're back. Are we back? My Facebook Live was acting kind of funny. Because someone just say, yes, we're back. Just do me a favor and say, yes, we're back. That's all. And so some people look at it from the standpoint, well, I don't want to leave my job and put this trust. Okay, thank you, Lynetta. I want to put my trust in this man. Well, this man is the one that you said spend your life with, right? Right? And so if he says one day, hey, baby, listen, I make enough for us to live comfortably, don't worry about it. Be a stay-at-home. Would you have a problem with that? Would you be nervous? Would you be scared about that? Let me see here. Somebody say yes, yes. Okay, cool. Hey. So I was reading an article that talks about separate but equal. Most common unmarried and many married couples keep separate bank accounts and credit cards, but split the big household expenses like rent and utilities equally. One partner may pay out of pocket for everything and then collect a check from the other one. Do you think as a married couple or as a union that you should have separate accounts, or should you have joint accounts? What God has joined together, let no man tear asunder. What God has joined together. So does God just join you two in flesh, or does he join your checking account too? What do you think? Should you have joint accounts? Or should you have a joint account and your own separate account? Because people will say, you know, even with marriage, you are one, but you still have your own personal, what's the word I want to use? You're one, but you're still your own person, right? So should you have separate accounts, or should you just have one account? And you guys pull from that one account. What do you think? There's a term that's in relationships when we deal with bills and paying for bills. It's called the free-for-all. And the free-for-all is this. It may be okay if one person pays the rent while the other person pays the electric, cable, and water bill, as long as you track how much each partner is contributing and figure out a way to reconcile it. Too often, one person will pay a big bill like the rent or mortgage while the other is expected to pick up everything else. Depending on how this shakes out, one partner may end up paying a lot more each month. And that's what I kind of talk about. Do you feel that men should pay, if you don't feel men should pay all of it, do you feel that men should pay the most of it? All right. Some of y'all say the men, we should be a team. Do you feel that then a man should pay most of all the bills, or keep it equal? And women, if your man says, hey, I want us to split the bills, and you were raised that men should pay all the bills, is that a deal breaker for you? If you were raised, women, that men should pay everything, and the man that you're dating say, hey, I think differently. I think that men, or we should pay equally. Is that a deal breaker for you? Would you say, no, I was raised that men should pay all of it. So we have one comment here says, you can have one account, but I need my own to help myself. And that's what I think most people do. They have a joint account and then they have a separate account. Okay. And this is coming from someone with, you know, 70 years of life. What do you think, Facebook? Separate accounts or joint accounts or both. And then also, as a woman, if a man says, hey, no, I'm not paying all the bills. I want us to be a team. Is that a deal breaker for you? Will you not talk to him anymore? Will you say, all right, you're not the man for me. You're not who God sent my way. God didn't send you, because God told me that my man going to pay for everything. What do you say? Again, we are on Blog Talk Radio. The number to call in is 516-595-8255. If you just came in, we're talking about gender roles. Is it the role of the man to take care of all the expenses in the household? We're talking about it. We want to hear your views on it. We want to hear your thoughts on this. And we'll be back after this quick message. We'll be back after this quick message. It's coming. This message is coming. My bad. It's coming. I'm going to be in the summary and for real. All right. Montez says, though, I'm not indulging in this topic. Laugh out loud. It's annoying. All right. Montez, why is it annoying? Let's talk about it, man. And this, I think this is a brother. Talk about it. It's an annoying topic about how do you pay the bills and how you split the roles. And let's be honest, though, and to women and men, you have to be able to understand the financial situation that your mate is in. Now, if you're dating someone or if you're getting married to someone where, you know, his salary is, you know, I don't want those salaries out there because I don't know what's considered a significant amount for you to be able to take care of a whole household, right? For me, honestly, I think to comfortably take care of a household and have your wife stay at home, it at least has to be six figures. I mean, if you're not, to me personally, if you're not making 100K or better, then I think both people should be working because it's expensive. You know, rent, gas, electric, water. If you got kids, food, transportation, all these things are expensive. So if you're getting married to someone and say he makes, you know, $50,000 a year, would you expect him to take care of all the bills? Would you say he makes enough to take care of all the bills? What? And that's what I think, again, it's based upon income, right? If the man that you're with is not making X amount, it's unrealistic to suppose that he's going to take care of everything when his income does not suggest he has the financial bandwidth to take care of everything. If he does not have the financial bandwidth to take care of everything, to me, it's almost like you're putting yourself in a situation where he would not meet those expectations. And I asked this question. I think Nicole says no. If you were raised where you felt that men should take care of all the bills, and you're dating someone and you really like this guy, and then you start talking about those subject matters, right, when you get married and so forth, and you say, hey, it's my expectation that man takes care of everything. The man, the one that you're dating, the one that you really like, says to you, well, I'm not. Is that a deal breaker? And again, it's all about what's realistic. You know, if he's not making an X amount of dollars, realistically, can you expect him to take care of everything? Or are you under the mindset, if he can't take care of everything, then he should not be in a relationship, right? Because some women are like that. They say, you know, well, don't get in a relationship if you can't afford me. Have you heard that before? Men, have you heard that before? Or women, have you said that a man can't afford you? And what does that term suggest that he can't afford you? I want to hear from you tonight. If you listen to Blog Talk Radio, if you want to get onto the radio broadcast, shoot me a quick inbox. Give me your last four digits of your phone numbers and I'll bring you in. The call-in number is 516-595-8255. Again, the call-in number is 516-595-8255. I want to hear from you tonight. Somebody said, yes, I have. Going half together as one works best. Going half together. And that's from a man. He said, hey, going half works best. Works best. Not putting all the load on one person. But going in half works best. Or if that man tells you, you know, I'm not financially where I need to be to take care of all the bills, are you okay with that? Let's flip it all the way around. Men or your women. Man, are you okay if your woman take care of all the bills? Tax season coming up. You know, and there's a little joke about tax season. When tax season come up, you know, typically that the women get most of the income, most of the return back. And a lot of times men, you know, they kind of gain from the women's income tax. You know, they'll take them shopping, they'll give them money, and then, you know, then the man break up with them once the income tax money gone, then he'll be back next income tax year. You know those things that happen. You know that stuff that really happens. But men, how do you feel if a woman took care of you? If a woman was making, you know, six figures, and she said, "Baby, I want you to stay at home and take care of the house," Would you be a stay-at-home dad? Or is that just a stay-at-home thing just for women? Would you be okay with staying at home if your woman was making more money? Where you at, man? Would you be okay with that? I think Sean says, no, I'm not staying at home. I'm not taking, no, I'm not. Woohoo, doing all that with their income tax. Yeah, they're doing all that with their income tax. Well, you know, it's sad that some men prey on certain women, right? Certain women, you know, or the stigma or the stereotype or the general or the generalization is that sometimes women that maybe have some type of, what's the word I want to say? I'm trying to be nice here. Some insecurities or some women that maybe don't, you know, they're having, you know, insecurities, I guess. They tend to spend on men because they use that money as leverage to keep them. They feel that they can't, you know, get a good man. And so, well, I'm trying to be as nice by saying it, but that's what it is. A lot of times the women with some insecurity issues and they'll take care of the man and you know, I'm gonna leave it at that. All right. I think let me see, does somebody wanna come on? Let me see. I think somebody wanted to come on. Let me see here. I don't know how to say it. I don't know the nicest way to say it, but that's what happens. Living together, again, often means splitting costs day to day, but sometimes there are men and women that want to split the costs, and some men that says, I'm a man, and I want to take care of my household. And that's another conversation that we have to have. If you're in a relationship and your man says, hey, I want to take care of the bills, do you say, all right, I'm going to let you do it? Or do you say, you know, you can't take it, right? I think when you're talking about taking care of the bills and when you living together, some folks right now you're living together and you're not necessarily married, right? So if you're not married and you're living together, do you have a conversation about the income? For those that are on right now that are actually in a relationship, do you know how much your mate brings in? You know, those that are not married but you're living together, right? Do you know what they bring? Now, some people don't even know their husband's salary. And that's a whole other conversation there right there. Should you share your salary with your husband and your wife? Should they know how much you make a year? And if you're not married but you're living together, should y'all know how much they make a year? Even though they're not your mate, I mean, they're not your husband or wife, but if you are living together, should you know what the other person is making? Let me check my comments here. So, yeah, you say yes, they should. No, they should. Yes, they should. Yes, they should. So what about the woman that don't want to spend no money? You mean the woman that says, I want the man to spend the money, all the money, take care of the bills? Or are you talking about the woman that wants to spend the money for her income tax? I don't know which one. So the woman that says I don't want to spend no money. So basically, the woman says, "Hey, I don't want to spend any money. I want the husband to take care of all the bills." Oh, yeah. So I think that, again, expectations. If those expectations was set early on, the man then has the opportunity, has the privilege of saying, "I can agree to that," or "You can go kick rocks. I'm not paying everything." Now, the man agrees to that, then the expectation was set, right? Now, if you have that expectation as a woman, does that mean that you're a gold-digging woman? If you say, I want a man to take care of everything, does that make you a gold-digging woman? Or does that make you a woman that knows what she wants and said, this is the type of man that I'm looking for? Oh, the income tax. Oh, okay, I see. You know what, AC? I have not met not one woman that don't want to spend no income tax. So you say it, but I ain't met nobody that says, hey, when I get my income tax, I'm going to save it, says nobody. Which makes a lot of sense, though. I totally think it makes sense. I'm going to save it, and next year I'm going to save that, and next year I'm going to save that. Especially if your people is getting like $8,000 back, what if you save for the – what is it like? Do it for 5 years. I'm gonna save all my $8,000, and I'm gonna take that and invest in something that's gonna flip this money. I don't know. Maybe it just, you know, sounds good, right? But $8,000 in your hand, people be ready. Man, y'all, people be ready. People be ready. I'm going to just leave it at that. If you listen to me real quick, we have now, I have 12 minutes. If you want to get onto the radio, we want to hear your voice. We want to hear your voice. 516-595-8255. You guys are good with the word, wording response, the typing. But maybe you want to call in. You want to call in and get on the program, call in right now. We still got 11 minutes. 516-595-8255 is the call-in number. Again, 516-595-8255. Do you know that one of the leading causes of divorce is finances? Is finances or the bedroom? Either somebody ain't making enough money or somebody ain't making enough something else, right? Is either finances or the bedroom one of the number one causes for divorces. And that's why I asked the question, should you share your salary with your mate? Even before you say I do you think they should know how much you make? So they'll know that I'm in this relationship or I'm in this engagement or I'm in this marriage and I know their salary, so I know the comfortability level that I can have with this person, right? Because if you don't share salary, it can be a scary thing. Especially if you're sharing, splitting the bills is scary, and it's really scary if your man say, "Don't worry about it, sweetie, I got all the bills." How much you making, girl? I make 15. I don't like naming salaries because you just never know, right? I don't want to name salaries because I'm not. Yeah, I don't want to name salaries because you start naming salaries, you just never know, right? Because what works for somebody may not work for somebody else, right? You may say, you know, you're comfortable with your man taking care of the bills if he makes $30,000 a year. Me, I would say $30,000 a year is not enough to take care of two people. It's not. Can it work? Yes. But it's not enough realistically to take care of two people. Now, $50,000, you could probably make some room, but you could probably make that happen. But think about two people, two car notes, unless somebody's not paying a car note, or you got one car, and that's a whole other thing. Gas, and you got car insurance, you got the rent, the utilities, you got maybe student loans you got to pay back, credit card, all that stuff. Maybe $50,000 is enough for two people. But would it be comfortable, though? Would you be able to do a vacation? Would you be able to go on a date sometimes? Would you be able to do some of those extra things, right? Now, $80,000. That can definitely work for a two-family person. But then when you start putting kids in there, for every kid, you got to tack on another $10,000 of expenses, right? So, yeah, look at those things. And I think when you're in a relationship, you should be comfortable enough to share. Here's another comment right here. When you meet someone, I think that should be one of the first things you should talk about. Really? So you say, so when you meet somebody first date, hey, how much you make? How much you make a year? Is that what you're saying, AC? First date, get to the point. How much do you make a year? I want to know, can you afford me? And what is this, can you afford me? What is this $40 thing? Where are my people at? What is this $40 thing? I know it's a whole other topic. What's up with the $40? What is that supposed to do? But is that really a topic that you asked? Like that, you said one of the first things you should talk about is that. So do you ask that like the first, second date, how much you make? Would you be offended if someone asked you how much you make? I've even found people being offended when somebody asked them what they do for a living. Why you want to know what I do for a living? Well, I'm just trying to make some conversations and see what you do for a living. Maybe something that I may be interested in. I may want to connect and network with you. Why is it such an offense when you ask people what they do for a living? Is it offensive because they don't want to share what they don't like what they do for a living? I don't know. All right. One last shout out for it. If you want to call in, you can. 516-595-8255. 8255. We got 7 minutes and we're out of here tonight. We're talking about what's the role of the man and what's the role of the woman in the household. Is there really roles, or do we just split everything halfway? Do we split the finances? Do we split the food? Do we split the cooking, the cleaning, the taking care of the kids, changing diapers? Do we equally split everything, or do most of that falls under the man's responsibility? Because one sister over here came and said that if you can't take care of all the bills, you're not the man of the household. Is that a legit statement, that if he can't take care of all the bills, that he's not the man of the household? Does that suggest that I'm gonna listen to you because you ain't taking care of all the bills? You're not my head. You're not the head of me. You're not the boss of me. Now, men should not be the boss of anybody in terms of marriage and all that. But I'm not submitting to you because you don't take care of all the bills. For those that believe in submitting to their husband, which are very few, for those that believe in submission, do y'all believe in submission? I don't know. Who am I talking about tonight? Who am I talking to tonight? Who am I talking to tonight? Did anybody? I don't know. I think this generation I don't think anybody believes in submission anymore. I'm not submitting to a man. And I believe that in relationship, marriage, I believe in submitting. I believe that we submit to each other, right? There's times where I submit to her and the times she submits to me. And it's not based upon who's trying to be the boss, but none of that. When you submit to another person, I believe it kind of shows the love that you have for them because, hey, I'm here to do what I can do to help you, right? We all submit. You go to work and submit to a boss. We all submit to somebody. But and when you look about it, when you think about it, but as a woman, do you feel that if the man says, hey, I'm not taking care of all the bills, is he less than a man? Is he no longer the man of the house? And will you no longer submit to him because he says, hey, I'm not taking care of all the bills? Now, I think a man that want to sit home, not do anything, and live off a woman is a very poor excuse for a man. And if you're on here, man, and that's you, I'm not talking about you. I'm not demeaning you. I'm just giving my opinion. I think it's a poor excuse for a man to put all that pressure on a woman. I think it's a poor excuse. And same on a woman that will allow you to do it. It grinds my gear when I see a man drop a woman off at work. What are you going to do? Going back home to play the video game? And you dropping your woman off at work so she can bring in the money? What type of man is that? And why do you accept that? Men will do what you allow them to do. Why would a woman that call herself a queen accept a man to stay at home, play video games, cheat on her, use her car to cheat on her, and act like, ain't nothing happened? You either have low self-esteem or insecurities. And somebody needs to slap you and wake you up and say, no, this is not reality. I believe that a man should lead. And you can't lead if you're not doing anything to lead. Like, why would a woman want to follow you and you're not even doing anything as a man? Why would a woman want to submit to a man that you're bringing in all the money, you're doing this, you're picking the kids up, you're cooking, you're cleaning, you're doing the laundry, you're making the money, and he's just giving out demands? You go live with somebody else. If you're in a committed relationship or if you're in a marriage and that is happening, you're being treated like a, I don't know, maybe a side chick or something. Not being treated with respect? Not at all. Let me see. My young dumb days. God, thank you for self-love. Hey, that's true. I think people fall into that trap, and it's not really knocking people. I think sometimes people at younger years, and they'll learn after time. We learn after time. We start learning things. We start seeing, all right, this ain't what it is. This is not what I should be. This is not the type of relationship I should be in. And yes, if the man can't afford everything, but he's going to work, he's trying, he's doing his part. He wants to take care of family. He wants to take care of his children. He wants to take care of you as his wife. We should salute him. Maybe he does not make, you know, six figures. He does not make a big salary, but he makes enough to take care of the household and make sure the bills are paid and food is on the table. Maybe he's not in six figures, but he's doing all these things. We should salute that man. We should salute that man, because there are a lot of men that won't even do half of that. Comment here says, so in a relationship or marriage, what is the responsibility as the head? I believe as the head leads, right? And I will say this, cross my legs here. I will say this, a great leader is not a dictator, is not a control person. A great leader knows how to influence decisions. So if you being the head of the house, you're just mostly that person of influence. And also you have direction on where you're going. See, if you're the head, you're trying to lead somebody. You can't lead somebody if you don't have no direction yourself. And so what women will find themselves doing is following someone that has no direction themselves. Following someone that a great leader leads by many times by experience. And you have to have some type of experience. And sometimes people don't have experience, right? And they're trying to lead you and they have no experience themselves. How can I lead you and I have no experience myself? And in that experience, guess what? There's ups and downs, there's lows, there's highs. And it's my experiences that makes me the man that I am today. So now I'm able to lead in a direction where I say, hey, I won't go that direction because I've been there before and it was nothing but disaster. And so when you think about what is the head, you think about a leadership role, a great leader, a great husband, a great male mate that wants to be a leader, does not control, does not use his gender as a sense of, as a thing of almost like fear, but he knows how to influence. And he knows how to have some type of plan. You know, the old saying says, people don't fail to plan. People don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. And many times you'll find yourself in a relationship or with a man that really has no plan. He has no direction. How can you lead me when you don't have a plan? And sometimes if you're in a relationship or in a long-term relationship or in marriage, you got to ask that question, what is your plan? What is your 2, 3, 4, 5 plan? What's your plan for me? What's your plan for the household? And if he can't give you a plan, if he can't give you no bullet points, and all his bullet points sound like this, well, you know, I'm going to do woo-da-woo, 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 woo-da-woo. If it's all woo-da-woos, woo-da-woos is not a plan. What is these woo-da-woos? You know, people say, I'm going to do woo-da-woo, woo-da-woo. No. What is your plan? Talk to me in English. What's your plan? I know you plan on marrying me. Okay. So before you marry me, what's your plan? And then after you marry me, what's your plan? And during the engagement process, what's the plan? A great leader has a plan, a direction he wants to go. And, you know, if you're in that state, my time is running out. When you say you're not married or I'm not in a relationship yet, when you find that one, when you find that person, talk to them about the plan. You know why? I found out that many times, many of our brothers and men, it's been lost somewhere. We've been lost somewhere, right? I said it earlier, women are now making more money than men, especially in the Black community. They are more educated than men in the Black community. And you know what? If I have a woman that has great direction, has great skills in a certain area, I'm going to submit in a sense to what her advice, her ideas, her thoughts, because that's her expertise. It don't make me less than a man. Great leaders know who's on their team, and they let those people on their team that specialize in certain areas that are more keen in certain areas to lead in those areas. Nothing's wrong with that. So a leader has to be able to sit back and say, hey, sweetie, this is what you do. I got on here, Leticia. She does finances. You know what? This is your expertise, Leticia. Go ahead, share with me the knowledge that you have. It don't make me less than a man. Because guess what? That's some areas where you don't know. A man knows, right? So, hey, we've been talking about gender roles here. What's the role of a man in the household? You guys have been great. Love your feedback. Love your comment. But you know what? I'm out of time. We'll see you next Monday, same time, same place. God bless y'all. Happy MLK Martin Luther King Day. Y'all have a great night.